Thank you for coming back for part two of the Christian lifestyle in the Choose This Day Bible Study series. The Bible says much about the condition of our hearts and our characters. Psalm 51 verse 10, for example, states, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." But does the Bible say anything about the aspects of our outward appearance? We're going to see a little bit today. If you're interested in the notes, please find the link in the description below. So Genesis chapter 3, this is a story of when Adam and Eve had chosen not to follow God. It says in verses 6 and 7, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons." So the idea of taking something that is not very durable, like fig leaves, and making themselves aprons, something just enough to cover yourself, was not what God was looking for. Of course, he wanted them to stay away from sin, but now that sin had occurred, he had a different plan for them. Notice what it says in Genesis 3:21. "Unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them." There are some different words that are used here. We're not talking about a fig leaf that is an apron, but rather a coat of skin, something very durable, that clothes them. They were to be covered completely. They were not to have just an apron on necessarily. So God was giving us, right at the onset, something that would help us understand his standards of modesty right during the time that Adam and Eve had sinned in Genesis chapter 3. Well, you can see a similar idea from what happened with an angel in Mark chapter 16, verse 5. "Entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man," this was an angel, "sitting on the right side. He was clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted." So we can see here that the angel was clothed, fully clothed, in a long white garment. Now, if it was short, it would have mentioned that it was short, but it was long. So we're seeing here a modest garment that was worn by the angels. And so in Isaiah 3, verses 16 through 24, we're seeing the children of Israel who were not dressed as modestly. Notice what it says. "Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty," or proud, "and they walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet. Therefore, the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls, and their round tires like the moon, the chains and the bracelets, and the muffler, the bonnets, and the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, the rings, the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles, and the wimples, and the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils." You can see they were dressed quite ornately. "And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a girdle, a rent or a tear. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth. And burning instead of beauty." And so the children of Israel, the ladies here mentioned, were dressing in such a way that they were trying to draw attention to themselves, not necessarily just covering so that they can be modest. And so we're not seeing in the Bible that being the ideal. What we're seeing is long garments that were covering Adam and Eve, that were clothing them. We know also that the angel was covered with a garment down to his feet. And we can also see that Jesus as well was clothed modestly. Notice what it says in Revelation 1:13. "In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man," notice, "clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle." So if Christ was clothed with a garment down to his feet, we ought to take him as an example, and we ought to be able to show that we too are modest in our apparel. 1 Timothy 2:9-10 talks about, In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not broidered hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. In other words, you don't need a shirt that you need to take a loan out for, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. So God is not looking for the outward adornment, but He's looking for the inward heart that will work out the good will of the Lord for the neighbors and family, friends, those that are in need of help. Well, there's a similar situation that occurs in 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 7. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, or the lifestyle of the wives, while they behold your chaste, which is also clean or pure conversation, which is the way of life, as it is coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning, so let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves with the inward character, the beauty of holiness, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto your wife, as unto the weaker vessel, or the more sensitive vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So we do want our prayers to be answered. We don't want them to be hindered. What's interesting about these two last quotes from the Bible is that Peter and Paul both said very similar things. Both of them, as apostles, knew the history of the children of Israel in the Old Testament, knowing that the outward adorning too often led to idolatry, even with Satan himself. We can see that Paul and Peter were both saying, just stay away from outward adornment. Don't cover yourself with gold or pearls or costly array or doing your hair in such a way that it draws attention to yourself, because frankly, what it leads to in the Old Testament is idolatry, idolatry of self. And the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And so we ought to take counsel from the scripture and find that God is asking us just to be humble servants of His, clothing ourselves modestly and treating God's money in the way it should be treated, not spending money for things that are just going to attract to self. So I find it interesting that in the 15th fundamental principle, we can see that the scriptures insist upon plainness and modesty of attire as a prominent mark of discipleship in those who profess to be the followers of Him who was meek and lowly in heart, that the wearing of gold, pearls, and costly array, or anything designed merely to adorn the person and to foster the pride of the natural heart, is to be discarded, according to such scriptures as 1 Timothy and 1 Peter, as we have just read. So thank you so much for studying with me at revelationwithdaniel.com, and may we live for Christ and His Father alone.